بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. The chapter which inshallah we will end today is called Al-Khawfu Al-Buka, the chapter of fearing Almighty Allah, and sometimes in that fear of letting out a cheer, of crying in the fear of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the virtue of this fear. Allah tabarak ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah might say to the fire of Jahannam or to the angels, أَخْرِجُوا مِنَ النَّارِ, that there will be certain people who will be in the fire, may Allah save us all. But because they also had this khawf, مَنْ ذَكَرَنِي يَوْمًا أَوْ خَافَنِي فِي مَقَامٍ, that just on account of the thinking of Almighty Allah at some time in their life, or having some fear of Almighty Allah at a certain time. We won't understand it here perhaps, but let's take another example. The narration of three people who got caught in a cave is very famous. And this will teach us the meaning of khawf. But what does it mean that I have fear for Almighty Allah? What fear was required? What was the demand of this fear? And what was not required in this fear? So from the three people who went in the cave, two people, when they spoke, they really spoke about something very great. One person said, how I looked after my parents. And he was speaking to Almighty Allah, and on that day, like a miracle was happening, that rock was moving. He said, oh Allah, how I looked after my parents, what a principle I had. I will never feed my family before my parents would have. And I went out that night, I came back late, then I found them sleeping. Now I'm thinking, must I break my principle? The children are crying. Or must I just wake them up? But I don't want to wake them up, so I just remain standing. I said, whole night I remained there. In the morning when their eyes opened, I never even mentioned anything. They drank and like nothing happened. That was a unique action. Like, you'll never find a child like this. And the second one was also unique, when there was a business person and he never paid him what was due to the person. That person wasn't happy with the amount. He went away. He took that amount and he invested it in something. And a lot of barakat came in that one aspect. The normal masala would have been years later or the following year when the man came and he said, pay me what you owe me. Normally we'll pay that exact amount. But this man had this thing. So he said, actually your money, I put it in a certain avenue. And amazing how the thing just grew. So he said that whole value, that valley that you see, all that is because of that amount. I don't think he even thought maybe the man will take everything. That man would have said, no, I can't do this. But that man took it all, because he even says, and he took it all also. And he never expected that to happen. But he just kept quiet. Now that's called like the highest level of being a businessman. So those two actions were called Sahibul Karama, like a man of Karama. The third action was the most unique. Because in the third action, everything was evil that the man did. Where he said, my cousin came to me and she had a certain need, difficulty in her house. At that time he took advantage of her. He said, I'll be ready to give you some money in aid, but that barrier that is between me and you, you must lift that barrier. Meaning, allow me to fulfill that desire. She went away. Then when that need became worse, she came back again. Finally she said, okay, whatever has to happen, I need help. Now everything here, from the beginning till the end, was not a clean action. So this is not the man you're going to call like the wali of the time. Nothing was clean in this. The most you will tell the man in the ending, you know, Allah just like saved you in the ending. And he said, when I sat with her in that position which normally a man never will pull away at that time. And then she just looked at me and said, oh servant of Allah, fear Allah. That word fear now, the purpose of why I'm mentioning this, to show the karamat of this khawf. That if we can understand what a powerful thing this is, and how it can make a man the miracle of the era. This man at that position, No angel would have ever said, you are the wali of the time. At that last second, he just pulled away. And then he just told her, okay, take your money and just go. And he looked the other side. And he even says, while she was going, I'm still feeling like I want her. The only thing he had in this whole episode of dirt, was it ended off with the khawf of Allah that stopped him in the last second. If that khawf could have been so miraculous that it could move that rock, right at that last second, then what's the value of that khawf that doesn't allow a man to make that first step also? That is that khawf we're looking for. That we're living in an era where everyone says, I got too much desire. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah would say, this is the time to fly. If that khawf which stopped him at that last second had that ability to move a rock, then that fear of Allah which stops a man at the first, that will move mountains. You want to become a man who's making karamat, everyone says, I want to be the man, miracles happen on my hand. It is the barakah of this word called al-khawf. That the desire is not the issue. Some people say, I want to curb my desires. The desire is not the issue, and we're living in a time that you can't curb it, it's already there. That young child got desires. He also wants to touch and play around. No matter how much his parents will say, just leave your cousin around. He's so young, he doesn't know why. But it's in him. Whenever he got a chance, he'll go and touch her. Now the mother, the father will feel upset. That boy got that. What will stop that person from it? But if he can understand, khawf creates miracles. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. Your paradise starts getting created when you start creating this al-khawf. And always think of this, that that fear which stopped the man in the last second from taking another woman's izzat, if it could move that rock and take him out of all his problems, then that khawf which stops me from the beginning, why can't I trust that khawf that it will also remove all my problems? And I make that deal with my Allah. That I will hold back. And I'll understand the miracle. Now khawf doesn't become like just a... Like you tell a person, fear Allah. And I'll get nothing out of it. No, now you're going to get a lot of it. That will you not fear Allah? Now it's not said in a bad manner. That you are getting a chance now to become the man of the era. If that man whose khawf stopped him on the last second, it gave him such an honor that he was going to be mentioned in the ahadith as the wali of Allah, the man who made a karamat. Then your khawf, it stops you at the beginning, will not make you the wali of Allah. It's a very great thing, this khawf. So that was one point. The second point was, now what level does khawf must be used for? One is before the act. When the desire comes, that fear of Almighty Allah must prevent a person. But it's a world like a wrestling match. It will push you back, and then again your desires will push. It will push you back, again your desires will push. As long as it carries on pushing you. The first darja of that khawf is being achieved. For every time it pushed you back, and then again your nafs pushed you in, and then it pushed you back, your nafs pushed you in. Every time when this battle is taking place, by Almighty Allah, you are being written as Sahibul Karama, the man of miracles. Some people think khawf means I mustn't make the mistake. That has never happened in the world. No man has ever come besides a Nabi who said, me, I never made the mistake. The first level of khawf is it must allow you to play the match. That there must be a little struggle with nafs. Not in everything I just give in. Because that means that do you not fear Allah? That you're so loose. Everything, just do it. What? It is called boldness then. That I'm not bothered. The first level of khawf is let the match start. There must be this tug of war, this wrestle. The nafs tells me do something. The devil tells me do something and I say no. Then again it pushes me, I say no, again it pushes me. Level one. Then comes level two. That there will always be times that in the match, you're not going to win every match. So you're going to be knocked down. When we slip, now khawf comes into play again. That's what fear. And how it comes into? Does it bring depression? It doesn't bring depression. But it does not allow a I don't care attitude. Level two of khawf is that if I don't ask Allah for maafi now, there will be a day where it's going to grab me. And that will spur a person on to saying, oh Allah, I'm sorry. We have heard too many people who say, I just gave up. I gave up trying. That word gave up trying means there's no khawf in you. So your intention was to let the guna go, that's all. I'm tired of this, but I'm not letting it go. But there's no fear. If there's fear in a person, he'll never say, I gave up trying. Because that word gave up trying means I'm ready for the punishment. I'm ready. No one is ready for that. I won't give up trying, no matter how many times I fail. But that khawf on level two must carry on telling me, you will not manage to take the punishment there. So no matter how many times you fall here, carry on saying you're sorry. You have to get it wiped out. You can't meet Allah there. Level two of khawf. There's no depression in this thing. There's no I give up in this thing. Level two of khawf is, no matter what I do, I must understand it's going to hit back. So no matter how many times I fall, the fall was not the issue. That khawf is, I will not manage the after effects. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this wording to Aisha radiallahu anha, إِيَّاكِ وَمُحَقَّرَاتِ الذُّنُوبِ, that avoid or stay far or watch out or beware of those sins which normally people regard like nothing. Muhakkarat. Look at this wording after that. He said, فَإِنَّ لَهَا مِنَ اللَّهِ طَالِبًا فَإِنَّ لَهَا مِنَ اللَّهِ طَالِبًا. Because for every sin, Almighty Allah has placed something that will come to search you out. For every sin, we call it an after effect, a reaction. For every sin, there's going to be طَالِبًا, someone who's going to come and say. Normally when a man makes a crime, the only thing he worries about, does anyone know? So even if the police land up after a few days, you say, sir, we got a few questions. The question is, how do they know it's me? Even if you're not caught now, you're not sleeping. Yeah, it's not a police officer is coming to ask you, were you the one who did it? It's already known you were the one. It is just Taliban Aziman is now going to come behind you. He's going to find you in this world and he's going to spoil it. In the grave, he's going to spoil it. In the year after, he's going to spoil it. Before he lands up by you. So the fall was not the issue. That how did you lose the round? When a man is a person who boxes or wrestles, and he knows worse than my opponent is my coach, that if I get knocked in the match, there's a referee. The most that will say, I give up, and the referee will say, stop. But he's more worried about when I go out of this ring, I have to meet my coach, and there's no referee. He might hit me worse than what's happening in here. That is called khawf. That after I fell, the fall was not the issue. Now I have to go and face an Allah. Now I have to make sure I say, oh Allah, I fell. You know I fell, but I'm sorry. This thing about people where they say, I gave up trying, is they thought that the match is the issue. So I fell 5 times. The match is not the issue. I have to face the coach. And I have to face him. I can't run away from him. So as I walk to his room, I have to start tearing. And he's not going to hit me as long as I'm tearing. But if I walk inside and I tell him, I'm tired of the match, how many times I must lose, then I will get such a solid hiding that I'll tell him, okay, I'll fight again. We haven't got that power to face the punishment of Allah. So it is safer for us to carry on trying and failing, and trying and failing, and trying and failing. That's the demand of God. Level one is, my khawf demands I have to fight. I have to make an effort. I have to say no. But I am going to fall sometimes more than I even survive. Ask that person who's on drugs. And when they say, I tried so many times already. So now I'm fed up. That fed up means you fed up of trying. Because you forgot that if I die, and on that last minute I am found as a man who is no longer trying, then you will die as an addict. But if your death comes in the condition that he is still trying, then you will die as one who is trying to leave an addiction. Me and you all got our problems. We rather reach Allah in the condition that he was scared, that's why he continued making an effort. Instead of finding Allah in a condition that a time came where he was not bothered. Just life carries on. We must never come on that. So level one on khawf, the match has to continue. There must be this. Nafs pushes me, I push back. Nafs pushes me, I push back. I will remove rocks from my path. Level two, when I fall, I understand the match is not the main thing. I have to say, oh Allah, I'm sorry, let me try again. The third thing of khawf is, where must we be scared? So one time I went for one program. The issue was about, there was some problems in the country taking place. So I mentioned this here, and then some people wrote, that is a very unique point. So I will mention this point, that who must be scared? Normally whenever we feel or we speak or give bayans about problems and we say because guna is taking place, sin is taking place, because we're not turning to Allah so much, we're not coming to the masjid. But the man who's coming to the masjid, he also has to think about this, that who is the biggest criminal? Who is the biggest criminal? So normally in a normal world system, they got certain laws. Like in South Africa, the worst is, example, maybe nowadays they call it rape. And the least is that if you're in the government and you steal money, that everyone can do. The least. They're not bothered, like everyone can do. What at that time is the worst, now all the police will go for that one, like this is the worst. By Almighty Allah, it's not like that. By Almighty Allah, because يَغْفِرُ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. That broke all the qawaid. That sometimes you might say the worst, worst sin, but by Almighty Allah it will be like, that's nothing. By Almighty Allah it's like that. And there will be one person who really feels, I'm okay. And by Almighty Allah he says, this is the worst. That is called a king. There is no laws like. So when a man looks who's the criminal, it's always, I have to stand in the court also. I also have to stand. When I stand, I can't say that he killed, he did this, he did that. I'm going to only be asked one thing, what about you? So who is the criminal? I am the criminal. And as long as I continue remembering I am the biggest criminal, I will continue saying I'm sorry. I will see a lot of wrong taking place around me. But khawf demands that I must never become blind. That I have to stand in front of Allah. There's that one word, basirat. There's one word, basarat. So one person sent this here, maybe sometime, I don't know when it was, I never heard it, but maybe in the dars, my marhum father-in-law, Mufti Muhammad Padel Sahib, rahimullah, used to say this. He said this, that jab basarat ki nigah khulti hai, that when the eyes of the head open, to dusro ke uyub nazar aate hai, then man sees a lot of problems around. He got this fault, he got that fault, and he got that fault. And then he said, jab basirat ki nigah khulti hai. And then when the eye of the heart opens, then man's own faults open up to him. That I have to stand. I got a lot of problems. So this khawf's demand, and we will end the chapter on this, is who is the criminal? I'm the criminal. And as long as the criminal is asking the master, I'm sorry, then we're okay. If the criminal forgets he's the criminal, he got the biggest problem. That he's not going to ask. Who will ever forget al-khawf? The one who's not scared of Almighty Allah. he will think I'm okay. It's not so bad. Khawf's demand is not depression. Khawf's demand is, as long as you can, fight. When you fall, understand you're not going to be able to meet Allah. Just like that. So carry on saying, I'm sorry. And the third is, no one must think I'm okay. No one must think. Those angels that saw Jahannam, just that sight, not one angel will say, I'm okay. Every Nabi that understood that azmat of the Zat of Almighty Allah, every Nabi when he would make dua would never be, I'm okay. Every Sahabi who got that khush khabri basharat, you a jannati, that Sahabi never ever said, I'm okay. Why? Because that word khawf said, who's the criminal? You are the criminal. Who's the criminal? You are. Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu's son, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, told him that, let me tell you one incident that happened between my father and your father. That my father Umar radiallahu anhu came up to your father and he said to him that, you know, that actions that we did after the demise of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so many years. Umar radiallahu anhu said, I will ask Almighty Allah that if you will just look at that time that I had with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this bus. And after that, whatever happened. So Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu said, how, like, so much of salah, so many people accepted Islam on our hands, so many years of futuhat. Umar radiallahu anhu said, I will ask Allah, ra'san bi ra'sin, that if that can just be left. Just left. Just look at the time I was in the company of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And after that, like, just say, equal. That you won't look at my mistakes and I won't even ask you for any reward. He says, if Allah allows me to do it, I'll take that there. Think of that level of khuf. Who is the criminal? He says, I'm the criminal. One time in the Mutalaga, some students asked this question. That did not Sahaba have yaqeen on the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So answer is, they had the greatest yaqeen. So then that student asked them, if he had yaqeen that you were jannati, then why was he scared now? If he had yaqeen that you were a jannati, because he said, you are a man of Jannah. So how can he be scared now? So the answer was, when the manzar of khawf comes in front of a person, even Ibrahim alayhi salam will at that day say, nafsi, nafsi. The only problem is, our khawf, we're keeping it for the day of Qiyamah. There were people in the past who brought the manzar in this world. When it came in front, all those problems was what Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam will say on that day. When they will say, you are Khalilullah, he said, that's all behind the scenes. In front of me is a manzar. They brought that manzar in this world, khawf. Me and you have to bring it. How we bring it? It's called muraqabah. What is that muraqabah? When your head goes on the bed, then for 1 second, just picture qiyamah. And then you will say, I'm the criminal. Say, Allah, I'm sorry. And life must carry on like that. Every time you see in a hadith, you see in Quran, every time you hear of Jahannam, picture yourself in it. And that is called khawf. Every time you hear of Qiyamah, picture yourself in it. That is called khawf. As long as me and you picture someone outside in Jahannam, we will never be scared. And up till now, perhaps that's what we're doing. When we hear of Jahannam, it's always the Jahannami, the kafir. Some Muslims will be put in Jahannam, but I have never put myself in Jahannam. They put themselves in Jahannam. Because of that, they won't see Jahannam. We don't want to put ourselves. We'll have to put ourselves. See myself burning. It is called khawf. And that khawf then will take a person out. Allah Ta'ala save us all from any punishment. But who is the criminal? I am the criminal. You are the criminal. The demand of khawf is that man who has no fear of Allah, he will have no care attitude. I'm not bothered. The one who understood the manzar of khawf, he will never live like this. Yeah, that I'm not bothered. The Zat of Almighty Allah is too strong, is too great. Jahannam is only a manzar of the anger of Almighty Allah. Meaning the anger of Allah is much more greater than Jahannam. Jahannam is just one manzar. If there was no fire and Almighty Allah wanted someone to be punished, For Almighty Allah, it is fall in punishment, finished. And every part of the person's body will burn with no fire. Every part. Everything will go haywire. Pain will be everywhere. It is going to screaming, screaming. There's no need for Jahannam. It's a manzar of the anger of Allah. The zaat of Almighty Allah. Khawf. Allah tabarakala make us all min al-khaifin. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.